My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
When you hear Desiree, you know it's Karen Pestana time here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That is Desiree here. All of a sudden, I just had a second there. I was like, wasn't sure.
Very much.
Anyway, Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama, our cousin.
Our kinfolk. She's family.
And she's doing extra work this year because she's basically getting the golden microphone. She's done all four majors. Now she's doing the Olympics.
Well, I wish I were in Paris, let me tell you.
That is one of them. Karen, again, thank you for joining us this morning. And before we get into what's going on tennis-wise, what's been your highlight so far?
Oh, I have to say the doubles team, they are calling Nadal-Karaz. The Nadal-Alcaraz doubles pairing.
What are they calling that again?
Nadal-Karaz.
Yeah. This is all like a Bennifer thing with you know, Ben Affleck and Jennifer. You know, you got to smash everything together.
Well, no, let's not compare them to that. No.
Well, what do they mean for them to go out? They beat the sixth seed yesterday. It's pretty good.
Yeah, they sure did. And you know that Alcaraz hasn't played doubles in more than 2 years. So he was a bit shaky to start, so really Nadal was really the captain of that doubles team and really steered the ship, as it were, for the win. I can't believe I'm using naval terms, but anyway.
It's been rainy.
But anyway, everybody rode on boats. Nadal was just taking over.
Everybody rode. You know, what do you think about him getting a chance to be a part of the opening ceremony once everybody got off the boats? And that he comes out and gets a chance to, and Serena Williams with a chance to do that. That's kind of odd to be in another country, but what did you make of it?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was strange too, but the thing is, Nadal has won more French Opens than anyone with 14. They even have a statue of him at Roland Garros.
There you go.
So, I could see that. And Serena, she's won a few French Opens. And, of course, you know, she's won so many majors. And she has a home in Paris, by the way. That did surprise me. And, of course, one more tennis player, they handed off to Amélie Mauresmo, who is a French player and the tournament director for the French Open. So it was good to see tennis. Tennis is alive in the opening ceremony.
There you go.
And, of course, you know, having Coco Gauff with LeBron James be the flag bearers for the U.S., that was something else.
Karen Pastana joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I was actually asking anything other than tennis, something other than tennis that got your attention. But since you went there to the doubles, I have to tell you something. When I watched that and after the match, they made a point of slowing up the footage and having these guys together. It was, you know, past and present. But what kept going through my mind, because that picture of those two together after that match will permeate Spain. Right, it'll be that picture that athletes in Spain will want. And it reminded me of the picture, and I have, my father had it, and I actually snagged it, of Tiger's first time at Augusta, walking up the fairway with Jack.
Okay.
Wow.
And that was the same, it just reminded me of that. Actually, it was Jack and Arnie.
Okay. And they let him
play
with those guys. You know?
Yeah, it's like the veteran goat leading perhaps a future goat.
Yep. As we're doing that, we're talking goats and farm animals here with Karen Pastano on this Sunday morning. Tennis Panorama News.
Don't forget to
you can find her. She is social. You can find her at Tennis News TPN. At Tennis News TPN.
You've been great this weekend. Yesterday, Karen, he did a spit take on the air. This is like doing 20 minutes.
Novak Djokovic, Greg's favorite player.
We were having fun.
I'll mention him. Talk about he is strictly business the way he went about things yesterday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Are you right?
Yeah, straight business. But the thing is, let me preface this by saying that the gentleman he played hadn't played a singles match in 2 years. Mm. Because of withdrawals and whatnot, they try to find people who are already in the Olympic Village to fill spots. So Ebden happened to be around. And so even Djokovic in his news conference said, you know, this guy really should not have been playing because he hasn't played singles in 2 years. He's a prominent doubles player, but not so much singles because he hasn't played in a couple of years. Because even Djokovic was like, okay, this is strange, and yeah, I beat him and everything, but this should not be happening. Wow. But that's what happens when, you know, people withdraw during the tournament, you know, right before the event.
And we had one this morning, right?
Replacements.
We had one this morning, right? Somebody withdraw?
Yeah, there have been a couple of them. There have been a couple already. Alex, another Australian, too. Alex Pinar and also a couple other people, including Cam Nouri of Britain, too. It's really weird. People are falling, like, as I said on Twitter, like bowling pins. I don't know what's going on.
Now, how is the weather? Because yesterday it slowed things down because that rain seemed like there was at Wimbledon. Somehow kind of blew over to Paris, and you're not going to do it with clay courts. You're not going to go out there at all.
Well, today, so far, it's been good, and it looks like the next few days are going to be good weather, so they should be able to catch up. So that's good. But, yeah, it's been, I mean, the day of the opening ceremony and yesterday was just crazy with the rain. It's like, yeah, where are we in Great Britain?
Karen, a few weeks ago when we were talking about what was going to happen at French Open, and we speculated on who would be there after the first week, and I mentioned who I mentioned. But we were also talking about, is there any way to gauge how the women players, when they come back after childbirth, and who's been successful and who hasn't, and there's no rhyme or reason as to why. But one of the reasons why, because I just saw something in her, I didn't think that Naomi Osaka was going to make it past that first week in the French. Unfortunately, I was right. And the same thing is going on right now. Now, I'm not going to attribute that to childbirth. That was just a topic that we brought up. But as she has come back, though, from the birth of her first child, things have been different. And have other people said, you know, what have they been saying? I'll just put it that way.
Well, I have to say again, French Open and the Olympics being played at Roland Garros, it's clay. It's not her favorite surface. So I'm not ready to say, you know, she's not ready or not, you know, not there. Mm-hmm. Wait till we get to the hard court, which is coming up, like, right after the Olympic Games. You know, that's what I would say. And incidentally, yesterday, she Osaka lost to another Grand Slam, well, major-winning mom in Angelique Kerber, who just had her first child.
Okay, so,
it was
push,
the battle of the mom.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was just surprised to see her. The other woman wasn't number one in the world, though.
Angelique Kerber?
Yes,
yep,
she was.
Yep.
Yeah, both
she
is.
Was.
Yeah.
Angelique Kerber was for a short time. Yes, yeah. She was.
Yeah,
she wasn't as dominant as Naomi was when she was dominant, but still she was.
Huh. Yeah. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline today with Karen Fasana, Tennis Panorama News, a special edition, an Olympics edition with Karen. Thoughts about this tournament today, and which matches are you watching for most of the day? We're going to have Coco playing singles today. Andy Murray has said that this will be a farewell for him. Is that? And,
yep.
And he's due to play doubles today, right?
Yes, he's playing doubles today. Other matches, of course, Nadal is playing today. He's the second match on Chatre, which is center court. And of course, Coco Gauff is leading off the evening session. And, of course, a couple of Americans playing. Jessica Pegula is playing. And, of course, actually, locally for you guys, Chris Eubanks is playing sometime this morning. So look out for him. I mean, yeah, clay is not his favorite surface, but I'm sure it means so much to him just to be able to participate in the Olympic Games.
You know what I wondered, and I don't know that you've ever said this out loud. I know Roland Garros is named that, but is it named after somebody? Is there another name attached to it? And if it is, who would that person be or would be? Because you talked
Roland Garros is actually named after a World War I French aviator.
Okay.
But I don't know much beyond that. But if it were good, well, here's the thing. If Rafael Nadal were French, they probably would have named something after
him. That's what I was getting to.
14, he has 14 times he's won there, and they have a statue to him.
And not only that, but Sam also brought up that Yannick Noah was nowhere to be seen during the opening ceremonies. And that's the guy who's from there, who won the French Open, their favorite son, I would imagine. And I don't know what that relationship's like, but I don't know.
But you know what's funny? There is a French journalist who on his social media happened to be in the metro, the subway, and Yannick Noah was on the subway with him doing some impromptu concerts. So he's there somewhere.
What?
He's singer, a musician?
So
because Yannick Noah, most folks wouldn't know that he also is a recording artist. He hasn't recorded lately, but he's a recording artist as well.
I didn't know that.
So what, he's singing, in the subway or something? What he's singing? You know, because I was saying yesterday, and I wasn't trying to be mean, but I'm like, the people that they had handling the torch from France, I was like, not exactly a star-studded. I was like, the French ain't won much lately.
They're not known for other stuff.
Well, maybe other people. I mean, they could have brought out an F1 driver or somebody that people just
Wanted to be. Where was he?
Maybe so, but listen, they have to think of Olympians. They the F1, you don't get it. You don't have a. There's no F1 in the Olympics yet.
I suppose. It just made me think about it. They're hosting this thing, and they got some people who are actively playing. I mean, Tony Parker participated in it, and that's one that we know. But when beyond it, these guys are playing now. I mean, Gaël Monfils, he's playing, but you go back with him, like, what has he won? He's earned a whole lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has a Olympic medal in doubles. I think it's silver or bronze. But, you know, it's doubles and people don't, you know, think about it. But, yeah, it's tough. But the thing is, track and field is big there. And one of the women that lit the torch is a big-time track star in France. But, you know, we tend over here in the U.S. not to pay as much attention to track and field as other parts of the world.
They get it done in the Winter Olympics. They get it done then. So, but I want to ask you two a question, and I'm going to back off. We got just a minute or two left here. Will you two, Karen, and I understand you're here, and I'm so sorry I missed you, and Sam, put a bow on the Atlanta Open and tennis here in this city and what you hoped is around the corner, but how that all played out?
Karen, I'll let you go first. You're the visitor here this week.
Oh, yeah. It's sad to see a tournament like that go because it seems like the community was really into it. And I even asked Taylor Townsend on that exhibition night with that showdown, with the women's events before the tournament selling out, it's a prime location to have a women's tournament. But I have a feeling that Atlanta will still get a tournament at some point. It probably won't be the same time it was this time of the year, but they can still have what I really do. It's tennis town, and that's what's really kind of saddens me, that a town like that would not have a tournament. So,
I just think of the legacy is that we're able to do something kind of in innovative and outside of the box, which is very Atlanta. You know, we do things our way in a unique way. And, you know, a lot of people wondered if it would work when they decided to move it from up in the north end of town into the city, into a retail residential community. But it works. The players have enjoyed it. You know, they can go and practice and go and have dinner.
Because you talked about...
Well, Roland Garros is actually named after a World War I French aviator.
Okay.
But I don't know much beyond that. But if it were... Well, here's the thing. If Rafael Nadal were French, they probably would have named something after
That's
him.
That's what I was getting to.
14, he has 14 times he's won there, and they have a statue to him.
And not only that, but Sam also brought up that... Yannick Noah was nowhere to be seen during the opening ceremonies. And that's the guy who's from there, who won the French Open, their favorite son, I would imagine. And I don't know what that relationship's like, but I don't know.
But you know what's funny? There is a French journalist who on his social media happened to be in the metro, the subway, and Yannick Noah was on the subway with him doing some impromptu concerts. So he's there somewhere.
What?
He's singer, a musician?
So
because Yannick Noah, most folks wouldn't know that he also is a recording artist. He hasn't recorded lately, but he's a recording artist as well.
I didn't know that.
So what, he's singing, in the subway or something? What he's singing? You know? Because I was saying yesterday, and I wasn't trying to be mean, but I'm like, the people that they had handling the torch from France, I was like, not exactly a star-studded. I was like, the French ain't won much lately.
They're not known for other stuff.
Well, maybe in other people. I mean, they could have brought out an F1 driver or somebody that people just
Wemby.
Have to be.
Where was he?
Maybe so, but listen, they have to think of Olympians. The F1, you don't get it. You don't have a. There's no F1 in the Olympics yet.
I suppose. It just made me think about it. They're hosting this thing, and they got some people who are actively playing. I mean, Tony Parker participated in it, and that's one that we know. But when beyond it, these guys are playing now. I mean, Gaël Monfils, he's playing, but you go back with him, like, what has he won? He's earned a whole lot
of
money.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has a Olympic medal in doubles. I think it's silver or bronze. But, you know, it's doubles and people don't, you know, think about it. But, yeah, it's tough. But the thing is, track and field is big there. And one of the women that lit the torch is a big-time track star in France. But, you know, we tend over here in the U.S. not to pay as much attention to track and field as other parts of the world.
They get it done in the Winter Olympics. They get it done then. So, but I want to ask you two a question, and I'm going to back off. We got just a minute or two left here. Will you two, Karen, and I understand you're here, and I'm so sorry I missed you, and Sam, put a bow on the Atlanta Open and tennis here in this city and what you hoped is around the corner, but how that all played out?
Karen, I'll let you go first. You're the visitor here this week.
Oh, yeah. It's sad to see a tournament like that go because it seems like the community was really into it. And as even I even asked Taylor Townsend on that exhibition night with that showdown, with the women's events before the tournament selling out, this is it's a prime location to have a women's tournament. But I have a feeling that Atlanta will still get a tournament at some point. It probably won't be the same time it was this time of the year, but they can still have what I really do. It's tennis town. It's tennis town, and that's what's really kind of saddens me, that a town like that would not have a tournament. So,
Yeah, I just think of the legacy is that we're able to do something kind of in innovative and outside of the box, which is very Atlanta. You know, we do things our way in a unique way. And, you know, a lot of people wondered if it would work when they decided to move it from up in the north end of town into the city, into a retail residential community. But it works. The players have enjoyed it. You know, they can go and practice and go and have dinner, bring their family members and do other things when they're not playing tennis. I hope that people will remember that. And just like Karen said, you know, going forward, they'll say, hey, Atlanta knows how to put on a good event. People will come out and support it. If we bring great tennis to town, hopefully it will come back. Karen, it was great to see you this week in person.
And, I know, in person, after so many years,
I know.
You know, you can finally see one in person.
And really, we appreciate you being a constant supporter and a constant contributor with our program. And
absolutely.
Let's watch some great tennis today, all right?
I will. We will.
All right. Karen, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thank you as always. That's Karen Persena, Tennis Panorama. Listen, we're going to split up Noelle's World. And she just hung up. Noelle's World and casting call.
Okay.
We got a fresh casting call out there. If you go to X, you can see it. And 929thegame.com/casting call. It is already there. So there's jobs in front of the camera, and folks are trying to fill up jobs behind the camera. I'll tell you where they are. Up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.